Yesterday was Parvo Awareness Day. Maybe you haven't heard too much about that, but it's a big deal, especially for puppies. In fact, it's estimated that 900 dogs are diagnosed daily with canine parvovirus, and if they don't get aggressive treatment, the mortality rate is as high as 91%. It's hard to save them. It's expensive. And, you know, when they first have it, you probably don't even recognize it. You just think your dog is tired or maybe a little depressed, not feeling well. Susanna Wickham is the CEO of Paws Chicago. Paws is our no-kill animal shelter in the city of Chicago that I'm proud to be a part of. And Susanna, a lot of attention yesterday. Tell everybody about what is now available at the shelter.
Yeah, well, for a long, long time, parvo was one of the worst things that could happen in a shelter environment because it's so deadly and so contagious. And many shelters, not Paws, but at many shelters, they have no choice but to euthanize the dogs and the puppies that are parvo positive. So just about 6 months ago, a new treatment came out. We were one of the first in the country and the first in Chicago to have it. It's called the Canine Parvovirus Monoclonal Antibody, CPMA for short, and it's a new treatment that just has tremendous life-saving capabilities. And what used to be a week or two of a highly critical, sick puppy, now within a few days, they bounce back entirely, which is amazing.
Wow. So I know Paws was the first to get it in Chicago and one of the first in the nation, but is this something that our own dogs would have access to if we went to our vet?
That's right. Now it's carried in a lot of vet clinics, and it's growing every day. This is a big awareness campaign because also many pet owners have thought, well, they have no choice but to euthanize a pet that's parvo positive because the treatment has been so expensive and it requires a really long isolation period. So this is really game-changing, not just for shelter pets, but for pets in general. And the reason it's important to talk about in April is because parvo, again, being such a deadly, contagious disease, it lives in the ground, and the ice on the ground and the snow on the ground does not kill it. So when the weather gets warm and the ground thaws, it's still there from last fall, or for years it can live there. And then unvaccinated puppies are extremely vulnerable to catch it and to die from it. So it's really important that people know, spot the symptoms, diarrhea, vomiting, lethargy. They can get tested for it. They can focus on prevention and get vaccinated for it. And at Paws, we do a free and low-cost vaccine clinic 5 days a week. So there are vaccines available. But then if the worst happens, there is a treatment for it. And the other thing I want to make sure to say is when this new treatment became available, we knew that this was not only wonderful for our own animal population, but it meant that we could do even more life-saving at Chicago Animal Care and Control, the city pound. So we came out with a commitment a few months ago, and we have promised them, and we're doing it, we're taking 100% of the puppies that contract parvo at the pound. They're coming to Paws, they're getting this treatment, and then within a couple of weeks, they're ready to be adopted and they're healthy, which is amazing. And they go on to live normal, healthy lives. Once they get past this, they're good.
And so parvo is like what I've always thought, that it was when dogs eat another dog's poop. And you think, oh, my dog doesn't do that. But it's when they walk in it and then they lick their feet to clean them. Is that one of the ways it's spread?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. There could be like this little bit of residual matter on the ground and a puppy can walk through it, and that's how it spreads. And then it could live on other surfaces. So that's why the cleaning protocols are so important. At Paws, we have isolation suites. We have a full-blown homeless pet hospital, and that gives us the ability to treat contagious diseases like parvo. But if you would see the protocols that our team has and the PPE that we put on and the way we approach the cleanliness and the treatment, because it's still, even with this treatment, you still have to isolate for the full 2 weeks because they're still potentially shedding the virus and still contagious to other puppies. And it takes until they're about 6 months old and they go through a vaccine schedule for them, for puppies to have a developed immune system and be able to be exposed to it. So it is really important for people to know that it is common. We see benefit.
And it's and this is now available for everyone, you know? I mean, that's the key. And Susanna, before I let you go, I applauded all the love that you gave your volunteers because PAWS Chicago relies on volunteers, and this was Volunteer Appreciation Week. And there is a dog at PAWS that I've fallen in love with, and I can't sleep at night because someone named the dog is named after my mother. Has my mother's name. Her name is Viola, and it's a little pup that you got in that's not even available for adoption yet, and I'm all over social media, and I just can't stop thinking about this dog.
Well, yeah, I think there's 10 of those puppies in that litter, and they're all named after musical instruments, and they are about the cutest things we've seen in weeks. They were just obsessed with all of them. They were born as part of an accidental litter, and the good news is that their owners are having mom and dad spayed and neutered through us, so this won't happen again. But these 10 adorable puppies have landed at our medical center this week, and hopefully within a couple of weeks they'll be ready for adoption.
I think one already has a home, and her name is Viola.
She's yours. You want her.
I love what you do.
I put a bow on her. Yeah.
I hope that people support you, donate, volunteer, pawschicago.org, and at the head of it is Susanna. Susanna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. And thank you to your listeners for being so supportive of Chicago's animals and the work that we do.
Absolutely. Lauren's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
We're Chicago.